This is the Taney County Board of Equalization. We are back from recess as a board. First issue I would like to bring up is a statement, James, that I think you made and someone else made in our last meeting. And that was that during the month of July, we have a number of run-ons that come in for the personal property tax book. And that those will come on all through the month. We like to have the book as caught up and as complete as possible at the end of Board of Equalization. And that it would be good to have a day at the end of the month wherein we can take care of those issues and any other issues that we've been working on that weren't complete. And Monday the 30th, this would also give Jeff and Nathan plenty of advance warning. If we could establish that, if everybody's record is clear that morning, at say 8:15, girls, is that all right, 8:15? Give us plenty of time to get everything turned on, systems ready to go and up and running, that we set a time period for that day before we open as a county commission to finish BOE. For the month. Is that
fine with me?
Does that date work for you?
Sure.
Okay. So if we establish 8:15, BOE, what is your best guess on how much time, James and ladies, that we would need?
Are you talking about from today till then?
Yes, sir. We know the deadline's passed for individuals to come and to fill out the applications to meet with us, so forth and so on. I know that. So it's really just work that will be coming for run-ons. And if we don't make a decision on something here today, we need to have a time so that we can.
I'd say 30 minutes would be plenty.
Well, just a minute approval.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's like in the work today. We've got a trailer house that's run on.
Okay. Second part, let me bring this up. There are a couple of taxpayers that were unable to make appointments with this board. We actually made a couple of appointments for them, and then they were unable to attend at the times that were selected. If I heard you right, Christy, we called, we left messages, etc. I know that one called back. He supposedly was in a deposition, couldn't make it back over. We went through the properties. We made a decision on those properties. Question is, should we allow that individual or those individuals time on the 30th to hear? Their complaint is they didn't feel they were treated fairly because they didn't get to appear in person as they wished to do.
When you say they, do we have any idea how many?
Well, the one that I know of represented three properties. Three properties were all owned by the same person. I don't know if this individual is a tax consultant, an attorney, what his position is, but he, in fact, is representing those clients and wishes to appear in person.
So it'd basically just be him.
I know of one other.
And who's the other?
I thought we heard him.
I thought we did too. What day would that have been on, Christy? Wait just a minute. Show me what day that was
Stone
on.
Castle Resort.
What day was that on?
When they file their paperwork to come before the BOE, do they know what dates we have scheduled for?
No, we have to schedule them. We have enough time to send them.
Okay.
I
Do you have a timeframe you have to meet on that? Do they have to have 3 days, or?
No, there's a notification, the decision, we have to send out the decision by mail.
But
I haven't seen anywhere where it tells you what timeframe you have to vote by.
To come in?
Right.
Okay, let me, the McCollum, the 0024, that particular appeal was withdrawn by fax.
Correct.
And the 0025?
We made a motion to deny.
Okay. Wasn't that based on the fact that they said there wouldn't be any use us coming, therefore?
Yes.
Just have them deny us? I thought that was what happened, Christy.
That's what they said. Yeah. That's what was told us.
But then he's still angry, so he's letting
He's angry over the fact that he told us to deny it, and he...
He couldn't get an appointment at a better time, basically. It's sort of like the Rubel case. They were notified by phone.
Okay.
And their appointment, to get back to time. I actually referred that over to the county clerk, and she discussed it with them. And we explained that we had restrictions on when we would be available. And we scheduled it for as late as we could. And they agreed to that, but then we had trouble getting hold of them on that day. And then once I finally got them, I told them to talk to them.
Okay, now two of these were heard in 2011,
right.
Correct?
Castle Resort, so we couldn't even hear them.
So it was heard in 2011, and the second one was heard in 2011.
Third one was withdrawn by fax.
Correct. That would be the fourth.
Fourth one.
And the last, okay, so the first one, Summit Natural Gas, that was part of his?
No.
Beg your pardon.
Stone Castle Resort.
All right.
0022, 0023.
So the one that the consulting group wants to be here or wants to chat with us about via teleconference is 0025?
Correct.
We granted his wishes. I don't know how much more we can do. If we hear him and grant his wishes to move it on to the State Tax Commission, it's been a total waste of this board's time to listen to a man that already said that he wanted us to deny it so he could take it to the state. That was his words. That's not any of us talking.
I know that, but I think it came out of a sense of frustration from having two of the appeals that he sent in being informed that they were heard last year, which they were, and we had specific rules and regulations governing that were handed down to us. And he had already withdrawn one, so he had one left as a consultant to represent, and I think he yelled that out of frustration. The point is, he's complaining about it now and would like an opportunity. Is that right, ladies?
I know you probably not like to hear this, but it'd be my opinion is they did call, they did want to come in. The times, for whatever reason, didn't work. I would be more than willing to try to schedule them on that Monday the 30th, even if it's just to uphold our decision. I think it would just go a long way to the show. I would rather go above and beyond and try to work with them and then deny them. And, yeah. I mean, even if it is to just withhold the decision or uphold.
That's the way you feel also. I mean, it doesn't make me any difference. What I'm here to set and try to appease people's wishes. When they say, I want you to deny so I can go on to the state, I want to appease them that way. I don't want to sit and listen to an argument then why they should not be sent to the state. So, but I'll sit here, I'm a member of this board and have missed very few meetings, and I'll sit here and listen to them come in and present their case. Usually, I've said things out of anger before, that probably I would like to took back, especially if it meant financial gain. And so that that in itself might be a reason that he wants to appear.
Nathan?
I'll be here. I can learn something from everybody. So if a man gets up and acts like a moron, I can learn from him. And if he acts brilliant and convinces us to change our mind, I can learn from him too. So I welcome the opportunity to educate myself.
Well, there's rescheduling, man. That's 3-1 on that.
Can we also consider the individual who was here, whose name eludes me? What is it? Brett Rubel. He has called, and wants his personal hearing. We'll just schedule them both.
That's fine with me. We'll hear
okay.
One, we can
yeah.
Hear both of them.
Girls, we're going to start this process at 8:15. I believe we're going to need at least an hour. And whether you start with these two or not, let's give them that time. This is our final day. We welcome them to come and plead their case.
I appreciate you guys as want to appease these situations. I just understand that when somebody else represents somebody, they don't get paid unless they get financial, unless they get heard. And so I think that more is an indication of why they want to argue the fact other than for the taxpayer.
Let's work our way through the list that you've provided us for the day. Chet, did you have something for the board?
No.
I don't know what that first one's about.
Okay. You brought a property to the board.
Mm-hmm.
For the perfect air part, it was a bunch of splits.
Right.
And when I was entering it into the computer, I noticed that the calculation was off. And I presented it to Kenny, and he said he was going to have me bring it back up today. We split the property off, but the value that we approved was, he forgot to hit the calculate button, basically. So it gave the same old value instead of giving it.
On 1401 only, and the others were okay?
Yes.
You're hearing this, aren't you, Kenny? So I'd say we better pause on this one until Kenny gets up. I don't believe it's here.
That was on July
10th. Yeah, I don't remember it. If it between you and Kenny, and we'll get it fixed.
National Institute of Marriage was heard day before yesterday. There were 3 of the 5 members of Board of Equalization present. A motion was made to grant tax-exempt status to the National Institute of Marriage. There was a huge debate between 3 members, Jim Strafis, Nathan Easley, and myself. My position was that we had been informed by the Missouri State Tax Commission to move exempt status questions forward to the state. I was outvoted 2-1, and they were granted on the one parcel of property, or on the property, exempt status. My question at the time was, would 2 of the 5 members be a quorum? Under parliamentary procedure, if there is a 5-member board and you have a majority of that board, the issue passes. When there are only 3 members present and you have 2 that vote one way, you don't have a majority of the full board. But I believe the parliamentary procedure also provides that if you have three members present, then the majority of those present are the decision-making body that rules on the issue in front of the board. Therefore, the motion, at least under parliamentary procedure standards, would stand as it was voted upon. Now, the second part of that, I believe they had a second issue that we did not rule on, or we did rule on? We did eventually. Okay. And that was 2-1. So I, at the time, had said I would seek legal opinion. I didn't. I just went back to my parliamentary rule procedure books, read them, and we voted on both, James. And at least for me, I won't make issue of it. And if either Nathan or Jim, who is not here today, wish to offer a motion to reconsider, we would do that. If not, that will stand as it is. That's all I have on that. Do you want to move on to the next?
We have the Cap Financial Properties. That was the church. Different vandalism. It was being reviewed by the assessor.
I have photos here of the vandalism. The only thing I have in question is he said there was $250,000 worth of damage, I believe, was one of his statements.
Yep, he said $200,000.
I don't know where that number came from and what it listed. We went out and took photos of the air conditioners being, they were gone. On the back of the church, there was some graffiti. Then there was a big window out of the end of the church. That's all we found. And I know he was supposed to fax us a list. We don't know what was inside.
Well, the question is, how much exemption did he want from the vandalism?
He said $250,000.
Well, I mean, who's to make that deciding factor if we don't have... Are you the one to make the recommendation?
I would not recommend $250,000 worth of damage without a list showing...
James, do you have any recommendation based upon what your guys have seen that we should do or not do regarding...
We might. Might consider $50,000. That would be my recommendation on what I've seen. I'll pass these pictures. You can kind of look at them there. It's all we've seen.
Is this on the 10th, I guess? Oh, here we go. So, James, there are three parcels that were presented under this same name. Do you have a recommendation for any of those three?
Just the one with the structure on.
Well, help me out a little. Which one was that?
It would be the one to the left of where she has the cursor there. $175,130.
That's assessed value or appraised value?
That's a assessed value.
Are you wanting to leave it the same, or are you recommending that we move it lower?
We lower it.
Not under obligation. I'm just asking if you have a recommendation.
Well, that's where I said the minus 50,000.
So then it would set in at 125, 130? Is that what you're saying?
That would be...
No. Or are you talking 50 on appraised?
On appraised.
Well, then let's talk appraised value. What's the appraised value of this property?
175, 130.
It's 547, 271.
Yes.
547, 271. Your suggestion is 50?
Yes. And Jeff may know more. The photos is all we've seen, Jeff. I don't know.
I can't tell much about them.
Other than just the air conditioners are gone and the
right.
Windows are broke out on the back and little graffiti on the sides, all we've seen.
Well, that would set it in, if I'm not mistaken, at 497,271. I don't know what the assessed value would be then, but...
I'm just surprised we haven't heard back from Mr. Browning.
Is he going to get something?
Savage and Browning was going to fax her a list of what all we were to look at.
And they have not?
No.
Is this something you want us to hold until the 30th or make a decision on today? It's entirely up to you, sir.
He talked like he'd do it in a day. He was down here from Indiana or somewhere, and he was going to go right out there and bring fax her the list.
I remember now.
Motion to accept the assessor's recommendation of $50,000.
Appraised value.
Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second.
How long has that window been broken out?
I don't know. It looks like new plywood replaced it. It doesn't look like it's been broken out for, a long, long time, or your plywood would be great.
Or else they just noticed it.
Yeah.
I guess I prefer to wait until we hear it. See something from the inside, if maybe he can get to it.
I think that would be my opinion, too. Even if we wait till the 30th and nothing comes in, it'll be a quick
deal. Yeah, I I don't have no idea. I'm not going to go out and bid windows put back in a building and stuff like that.
Right.
Christy, you want to move this to the 30th, and we'll hold it till that day. Next, we still have the issues that are in Branson Hills.
I think that'd be an issue that Mr. Strophus would need to be here on. He's the one that set values prior to and recommended to the board.
Just for some background out there, I went out there yesterday. I was going to try to drive through it and look it over and get a feel. So... how much of my own time I spent, my own fuel I spent trying to do what's right for the citizens of this county, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Every entrance I tried was gated off. And with the signage on my truck, I can't go incognito to sneak through construction entrances. So I didn't try that. But in my opinion, these people ought to be spending their time hiring attorneys to go after the people who have sold them a song and a dance instead of coming over here trying to seek the valuation lowered. I can see this both ways. Yeah, they've bought into a pipe dream that's not being developed like they were promised, but they bought into a pipe dream. We didn't force them into it. And, I don't know what to do. I can hear their points. Yeah, we've got something that's no utilities to it. It's a piece of ground that we were told it was going to be good, and it's not. But they bought it, and I don't know. I guess it goes back to if you know, we had these developer price lots. If somehow there was a way to say, you know, we'll incentivize a man to develop by giving him a price break for 2 years or 3 years, and then they go to the market value of what everybody else says, he's going to be a little more inclined to do what he says he would do to Pedlam if his tax bill goes up, to make it where everything's on fair and equal footing. So, you know, I have a little problem with seeing the developer paying pennies on the dollar for what these people he called a spade screwed are doing with the other way.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think it's a civil issue. I don't think it has anything to do with us. One thing that, to address your 2 to 3 year deal, is if someone moves in over next door to you and sells a couple of lots and subdivision, do you want your property priced at the same value after 2 or 3 years as his is? So I don't have anything wrong with the break on a development. All it means in the long run is that money is to the taxing entity when the property sells and is built upon. That's where we have a difference of opinion on that. I think that it doesn't make any difference where you own property if somebody moved it. And we have a letter from the State Tax Commission saying until a piece of property is sold, we had it last year, that the consideration of the taxes can't be raised on your neighbor over next door. I've got that upstairs and some of that stuff that I've got up there. We asked for an opinion and got it back. But this is a civil matter. We set these values last year upon recommendations from certain BOE members. And as we set those, if they're going to be changed, they need to be changed January 1st, 13th. Not this year.
I agree. I mean, I don't think we should change any values, in my opinion, once we set them last year.
Until 13.
Right. I didn't get any new information that would change my mind. The lots that doesn't have any utilities, I've went back and forth on that. But I think if we went in there and changed just those lots, I think it would open a can of worms.
Have to change them all.
Yeah, countywide.
Yeah.
And I don't think we want to get into that.
Right. That's a civil matter. I mean, they may get their lot paid for in a civil matter.
Right.
You gentlemen wanting to make a decision on this today or wait until the 30th?
Well, I'm ready to deny the request, if that's what you're asking. I think we step totally out of bounds when we make those adjustments on the even numbered years.
Your druthers, guys?
I would rather wait till the 30th. I know how I'm going to vote already.
If it does, then let's set 2 days forward, because we have county commission meeting on that day, and I don't want to get into long discussions on these issues. So let's move one more day.
Based upon what we have here today is what we're going to be looking at, because you're going to give us en masse a number of personal property runoffs to add to the tax book, and that's 60 seconds.
Okay.
I mean, literally, you'll have a book of run-ons, to add to the book that have come in since.
Book closed.
Since the book closed. I know. Which gives us the best book for the Form
11.
11A.
11A.
11.
11A.
How do you want to do that?
The 11 just formed June 30.
That's better. So I don't have any idea what we'll have commission meeting wise, so.
We'll just move commission up if we. We're going to know here at the end of this.
All right.
So temporarily, let's put them on hold also.
I'll
move me on over because we're almost done here, aren't we? Oh, you got it. All right. We're down to the last two on the list, at least, that you have for us, correct?
Correct.
Thirtieth. Did we make a decision on the first part, number one, that's on the first page, James, or were we waiting information from your department?
I've got it right here.
Could you give that to us and we can make a decision on it?
Yes, it's to change the 401 parcel from 1,630 assessed to 1,550 assessed, both ag values.
It was just to
no, I don't. Oh. So what you're doing is asking that we lower this $80 in assessed valuation.
Based on just a calculation error of hitting the right calculation button. We presented all of them to you this same day.
I thought we changed that to 1630 from 1580 on one day last week.
I don't know. She said we didn't.
Book closed at 16:30, and you all voted to have it at 16:30. And it was a split that was done by mapping after book close. And when Kenny figured it, he just forgot to hit the calculate button to get up to the new 1550, and so it left the old value in there. So you approved the old value instead of the new one. It was just a computer error.
When could he be here?
I don't know. Do you want us to go call?
Well, I leave at 2:30.
What is it?
Not 2:31.
Who?
Mr. Rubal.
Why don't we do him on a conference call?
He must have been listening and wants to come in.
Listen. He can hear
that. Check. Not that
far. Hmm?
I think so.
Yeah. Handed it to her.
You sure?
I watched him. Chad Dixon. Chad Dixon.
That's for the. No, it's for. All right, let's stand in recess for just, or if you've got something else you can move us to, James. While
sure.
But we need Christy here to record that, is that right?
No, you don't have to.
No? You got it, okay.
Yeah, we need to make a motion on
approving the calculation error.
BOE number 0048.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOE ending in the last four numbers 0048 to $1,550. As per assessor's recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Parcel number 17-2.0-09-001-007-002.001 is the set of apartments that burned in Hollister night before last, and we're asking to take those apartments to 58% good considering the first, during, for the occupancy law.
So we can make a decision on commercial property like that during?
This is not commercial, this is residential.
Tell me again the number, I'm sorry, James.
17.
Yes.
Dash 2.0 dash 09 dash 001 dash 007 dash 002.001. The old value is $22,690. The new value at the prorated number is $13,440. It's something we would normally do automatically, but since the BOE is in session, I'm just asking for your approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower parcel number 17-2.0-09-001-007-002.001 from 22690 to 13440. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Parcel number 09-3.0-08-004-017-002.000. A gentleman came in and requested that we remeasure the commercial part of his building. We found that incorrect. In the process, we found out that we had valued his entire building, living space and all, as commercial, so we made that correction. His request was just on a portion, but when we discovered what we'd done, we made the correction. His old value was 3,130 residential. Commercial was 21,380. When we remeasured, his residential went to 10,480. His commercial went to 4,700. We're asking that this change occur.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded regarding parcel number 09-3.0-08-004-017-002.000 to lower residential from 3130 to 10, or increase residential from 3130 to 10,480, and to lower commercial from 21,380 to 4,700. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
08-9.0-29-000-000-022.000. This is a piece of common element ground that we moved a building off of, and we left the land value on for 2012, and it is now deleted and should have been deleted for 2012.
It goes from what value to what value?
It goes from 43,210 to zero as common element. It is illegal to tax common element in the state of Missouri. And it, all the value of the parcel moved to 23,500 is where the value went of the building.
Is there a motion?
I'll make it.
Is there a second?
I will.
A motion made and seconded to reduce property number 08-9.0-29-000-000-022.000 from 43,000 to 210, 20, as it is a common element. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
05.5.0-22-000-000-009.002 is a piece of land that had a mobile home on it. As you can see, that's a split number when it ends in .002. We forgot to move the mobile home. The property was valued at 330 residential. We have now moved that value to 5,440 with the run on from personal property to real estate.
So you've taken the mobile that was valued at personal, moved it into real estate. So it'll also show us...
It wasn't run on in personal even. We found it and put it on the real estate.
Gentlemen, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second? Do we hear a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Change the valuation to parcel number 05.5.0-22-000-000-009.002 from 330 residential to 5,440 residential. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I just had a technical question.
Yes, sir.
Does the decision of this board on the exemption case influence? I've got two cases in circuit court on the same issues. Personal property of an exempt organization, and
I don't exactly understand your question. I understand it puts us in an unusual position of paying attorneys to fight what we just voted in the opposite of.
Yes, that we had voted prior to in the other favor.
I don't know how to answer your question, James.
I don't know how to answer it.
Let me ask you a different question. Are the cases that were in court order cases that were valuations determined, or the denial for exemption came from this board? Or is this something that's with the state, or where are we at on this?
The one was given exemption about 4 years ago, and it was taken away at a discovery of some things that was occurring out of exemption. So now we're in court on it.
Okay.
The other was an exemption given by the county commission approximately 5 years ago, but their personal property has came up, in which the law says personal properties be dealt with differently. And so the personal property has been run on and is now an issue of in circuit court of whether the county can collect on the personal property or not.
Well, if we win that case, would that not be a good argument for the decision that was made by this board day before yesterday in offering exemption?
Might be a good decision, but we're still probably a year away from a decision. Makes it difficult, and I think that's why the advice of the State Tax Commission was for you guys to send these exemption cases on. Where does that leave the assessor in deciding what's to be exempted or what's not to be exempted?
I understand.
If he's getting mixed feelings from the Board of Equalizations that he has to answer to. Mixed decisions, because we can't have Board of Equalizations when personal properties run on. We can't have those things occurring upon when the assessor needs to make that decision.
I don't have an answer for you. Christy, any other properties yet today?
No.
The individual who had requested via that note a moment ago has said that they will meet with us on the 30th at 8:30 a.m.?
Correct.
30. James, I reread this law that was presented to us, Section 137.100.5 RSMO, pertinent part. And I still agree with my vote. I don't know about your court cases, but I'm not changing my mind.
I didn't ask you to change your mind.
Well, that's good, because if you couldn't jar anything out of there with a stick of dynamite.
We already know who has the best pancakes.
Right.
I don't see. Is there? There's nothing else that we've left undone. Absolutely everything that we had today, with that one $80 exception, we're carrying to the 30th. Correct.
You did the ones that he presented, and then the first one, yeah. The second and third one you said were okay, they're going to stand.
I said that I'm...
So we won't bring those back.
What I did was present... any member here can bring it back, but... Yeah. The Hills. Wasn't there another subdivision?
You took care of everything else.
Everything else. Mm-hmm. Will you do me a favor, and I believe you, just... check for me one more time when you go through all these and make sure. I don't want to leave anyone out.
And I want to see a vote on the personal property, because I remember the last statement to come from the gentleman far left was, I want to see a list of what we will be exempting.
Yeah. He went ahead when there was a motion made to approve that request, and we voted on it.
So he didn't even see the list?
It was 2-1. No.
The list was brought in, but it was after the vote. Will it be all right if I email you the minutes after they've all been put together so you can review them before the meeting?
That would be great.
Okay.
Can you send that to each of us?
Yes, I can.
That's one of the things we're going to need to do also on the 30th, is to approve the minutes from each day, which... And these issues. And we're either going to have one or two people present. Mm-hmm. Maybe we better give us an hour and a half. If we don't use the time, then we'll just recess and go into commission. An hour and a half be enough, James?
I think
it'd be way enough. But
yeah. Although you're
so if we start at 8:15, if we do it at 8:15 and we start regular commission at 10, that'd be great. Let's do BOE from 8:15 to 10. Please check with Nikki on that, and let's schedule it that way. Then we'll start county commission at 10, and we'll move the county agenda forward there. Let's recess this board then with no objection from any member until July 30th at 8:15 a.m.?
Correct.
Would you also do me a favor, Christie?